You know, my dick is actually only this long, and when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.
Hot dog?
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder.
Hey, yeah! Where is it?
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but
hope. It's like a milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away. My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. Another classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Guys, I need your help. I can't find any good, bad porn stories. And this is obviously a problem with me because I know there's just utter crap online. But I just, I'm hitting a wall. So if you guys, you know, find some really poorly written or disgusting or just weird sex stories, send them my way. You know, I want to do new Sextastic Tuesdays, but I can only do it if I have good material. Now, before we get into today's classic edition, DistortiveU listener has found an amazing website. It's a Blogspot blog entitled Bait State. It is a blog by a solo sexual compulsive masturbator who is obsessed with his penis. And what's great is he also links to other baiter blogs with names like All Jacked Up, or Healthy Friction, or Chronicles of an Addicted Stroker, or Master Baity Club, Baiter Masters Blog, Baiter Buds Blog. Masturbating is not a crime, stuff like that. Here is his most recent post. I'm going to read you a little bit. I love it when I masturbate so much that my brain just kind of shuts off. It's like there's no room for thought when the penis pleasure has completely run over my brain. This is my favorite bait state. This is where I start to babble and really goon. I watch porn and masturbate my penis for... Why do you have to say masturbate my penis? We know you're a guy. It's kind of understood that when you masturbate, you'll be manipulating your penis. Masturbate my penis. For hours and hours. I'll usually get really gooned when I'm looking at penis pics for a long time. I'll be looking at a slideshow of high-res penises and masturbate, 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 masturbate to them. I never want to stop. I love penis. I love staring at penis. Hard or soft, they're all beautiful. I masturbate while staring at erect penises, and I think about the pleasure that man is getting from his erection. Hearing a man talk about his penis and how much he loves it makes me masturbate. I'm a solo sexual masturbator, and my penis rules my life. Sometimes when I get really deep into masturbation, I'll start chanting about penis. And then he relays the chant. It goes like this. Penis, 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 penis. I love my penis. I love my penis. I love my penis. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Choo-choo. I love my penis. I love my penis. I love my penis. Masturbate, 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 masturbate. Penis masturbation is my life. I'm a masturbator. I'm a masturbator. I'm a masturbator. I masturbate my penis all the time. I love my masturbating. I love masturbating my penis. My penis masturbation rules my life. I can't stop masturbating. Penis, 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 penis. It's not the most eloquent chant in the world, but, you know, it works for him. People love the gooners, I'm learning. So maybe I'll have some new gooning audio for you in the next few days. Right now, though, let's get into Classic Sextastic Tuesday. Sextastic Tuesday is a bit where I simply read you a piece of erotic fiction. A fuck story. This being Distorted View, though, I look for stories that are poorly written, hard to read, disgusting, or just bizarre. So let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you this week's Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Hey there. That's the voice I'm going to be using. I'm very committed to this bit. First of all, I'm a 28-year-old female with platinum blonde hair. Stripper. Hips rather curvy, yet still slender enough to warrant attraction from the opposite sex. And a nice rack of boobs, which I had artificially enhanced in order to get more attention. Let's just say I've been around the block a few times when it comes to dating men. When I was in high school, I was much more heavy-set, and boys didn't go out with me, primarily for this reason. So I guess I always had this complex that I needed attention whenever I could get it. By the time I got out of high school, I realized that dieting, getting a boob job, and wearing lots of makeup seemed to help. Hi, my name is Ronald McDonald. No. Ooh, that's a good idea for Sextastic Tuesday. After high school, when I was in college, I fell into the wrong crowd. A group of men introduced me to marijuana. And then in parentheses it says pot, for anyone not familiar with the correct terminology. And soon thereafter, I was experimenting with cocaine and heroin. She's a good time girl. By the time I was in my sophomore year of college, I was fully addicted to crack.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Yeah, she already said she was addicted to crack, but thank you very much for the observation. By the way, that's going to be one of the first ringtones I add this week. Ringtones are going up this week on the Distorted View Super Freak Sideshow, or whatever the fuck I'm calling it this week. So if you're not a member, sign up now and you can download, could be a crackhead ringtones. Impress your friends and family. Yes, she was addicted to crack, and eventually I dropped out of school entirely. I found myself completely broke and resorted to having sex with any guy I could find that had a stash on them. After a while, it seemed natural for me to give sex in order to satisfy my need for crack. Now, by this time, I lost much more weight and was down to about 125 pounds. I was quite slim, but still with a little bit of meat on me. My hips were still curvy as they were in their natural state, and I had lovely hair and boobs, though my face was beginning to look a little haggard from all the drugs I was taking. It wasn't before long before I began to prostitute myself, not only to a select group of men for drugs, but to complete strangers for money to buy drugs. That's the way to go. Never trade sex for drugs. Trade sex for money for drugs. It just makes more sense. If you take anything away from this episode of Disorder View, I hope it's that. I fell in with a group of seasoned hookers. I didn't know dried cum was considered a seasoning. Oh, they mean seasoned as in... Okay. Yes, I fell in with a group of seasoned hookers that taught me the best corners to hang out on and the kind of clothes that men like to see on a whore. Most of them were drug addicts themselves and were pretty far gone when it came to their faded looks, but I listened to them because I was quite desperate for my next fix and I had no money at all. I wanted to dress nice and sexy so I could get picked up as often as possible. I began wearing black latex boots, which I bought in used condition from an old fetish place down the street. I also began wearing extremely short shorts that revealed a heck of a lot more than I was used to in high school. To top it off, I began wearing lots of whorish makeup. You know, the eye glitter, black mascara, cherry red lipstick, and cheap plastic jewelry. I felt that I was much more attractive than I ever was in college. Over a short period of time, it began to dawn on me that these strangers were the wrong kind of guys. Yet I didn't care because I desperately needed more and more crack just to feel normal. That brings me to the present. Well, almost. Last week around 9:30 in the evening, an off-duty police officer picked me up. I knew who he was because I had many run-ins with him before. This time he was very nice to me and told me how pretty I looked. Initially, I was worried that it was part of a police sting and that he was going to bring me downtown, but he assured me that it wasn't a sting and that he was off-duty. He told me how pretty I looked and that, and despite his job, he secretly had his eye on me for a long time. I smiled and asked him why he hadn't picked me up before, and he told me that he didn't think that I was ready yet. I asked him what he meant, and he told me quite openly that he was waiting for me to become much more addicted to drugs and much more docile and obedient. He looked me over while he was saying these things, and I smiled back at him and assured him that I was ready and very willing. I opened my legs for him and told him I was all his for 20 bucks. He snickered at me and drove me to a Burger King. Okay, and ordered lots of food for me and told me to eat as much as I could. Okay. I was very hungry, and so I did as I was told. When I was finished, he asked me if I had to use the ladies' room, and feeling quite full, I said yes. He smiled again and told me, not yet. And I think we're all on the same page now as to where this story is going. He took me to a cheap hotel on the other side of town. When we got inside, he opened a small bag and withdrew a pair of pink cotton panties. He told me to strip down completely and put the panties on. I smiled and giggled for him as he reached out and tweaked my enhanced boobs. They were very round, pouty, pink, and succulent. When I finished putting on the soft cotton panties, he told me to bend over while he placed his face against my panty-covered bottom and smelled me all over my hiney area. He began... ew. He began planting kisses all over the back of my panties and telling me how lucky I was he was my date for the evening, and even luckier that he didn't arrest me. I was very respectful and appreciative of these things. I felt kind of weird as the date progressed. He began pulling my panties to the side and squeezing my soft round butt cheeks in a groping manner. He told me how sweet and soft my bottom was, and that it looked nice, ripe, and pink, just the way stupid cunts like yours should be, he said. He's a smooth talker. I then spread my soft ass globes. Okay, ass globes, I like that. My soft ass globes wide apart so he could see my tight, crinkly brown anus. I felt him bury his face inside my pink fleshy bottom and inhale the soft, girlish, and dirty brown odors from within. He inhaled deeply and began stroking his cock through his trousers. Then the date got even more bizarre. He handed me another $20 bill and asked me if I could keep a secret. I giggled nervously and said, yes? Then he asked me to be a good little whore and do something special in my panties. He told me he wanted me to give him some special brown candy and be his good little girl while he watched from behind. I looked at the $20 bill he was offering as a tip and felt very appreciative and respectful of this man. I was a good girl and began to play the role he wanted. I began to giggle and suck my thumb while I squatted down and bent over a little. I wiggled my soft little bottom for him in a seductive manner and squeezed my soft brown anus open. Slowly, a small piece of greasy chocolate candy oozed its way into my pink girlish panties that the pervert had provided for me. It wiggled and jiggled and plopped softly into the back of my cute little undies. Another, much larger piece of chocolate poo began to slither and worm its way out of my stupid slutty bottom and make plop plop sounds inside the back of my precious little panties. The officer pressed his nose against my hiney and mashed the soft puddle of mushy poo all over my sweet, soft tushy. I kept giggling nervously and sucking my thumb like a toddler for him. This must have been exactly what he wanted because he was jerking off very intensely. The dirty smell must have been intoxicating for him as he bunched some of his fingers together and gently began to press and smudge them between my soft, potty-coated hiney area. Slowly, he moved the fingers in circles, gathering up large scoops, traces, and smears of my dirty deed and began transporting them by wiggling his giant fingers towards my girlish, pink-shaven cunt. All five of his fingers were now inside my crotch, working their magic on me. They poked, prodded, smeared, and teased my trashy cunt with soft brown lady poo and began smearing me all over so I smelled nice and pretty for him. Soon it was time to be treated like a real lady. After teasing me gently with soft and icky brown strokes with his tentacle digits, he told me to lay down on the cheap hotel bed and lift my legs into the air with the poop-smeared panties locked around my ankles. His fingers disappeared and quenched up into an evil, balled-up fist. At first, he gently rubbed his fist knuckles against my smelly, mush-covered slit. Then I felt the slight feeling of pressure as the officer began to shove his entire fist onto the outer portion of my cheap, cruddy vagina. He then began to push his arm even harder. Fist-fucking-scat-porn. It's a first on this sort of view. Suck your thumb, my sweet brainless cunt, he commanded as his fist began to ease its way inside of me, deeper and deeper like a sick metallic drill. My slutty womb began to stretch nice and wide into a thick, dirty bulge of filth and stink. I was the luckiest girl in the world. His fist made beautiful and sickening squishy squash sounds as it plunged in and out of my worthless vagina in violent fashion. He then told me to lie still and close my dumb little eyes while keeping my mouth wide open, for his gift. I knew then what he wanted to do, but I could no longer fight or resist what men wanted of me. I'd given up long ago, perhaps after my second year of crack addiction. Besides, I didn't even think of it as being a dirty thing anymore. I knew my place in the world, and many men told me that I was meant to be treated this way. Soon I began to accept who I was, and I even began to enjoy it. Oh, okay. Good for you. I lay completely still as my mouth opened up in a big wide O for this very kind officer who had graciously treated me to an extra $20 tip. Soon I heard a faint, soft crackling noise just above my face, and something sweet, full, soft, and dirty slithered into my waiting mouth like a tender snake. Once inside my sweet cunt of a mouth, it began to expand and proliferate, causing my cheeks to puff outward like a stuffed animal. His gift tasted soft, mushy, and bitter. It was such a special and pleasant feeling inside my mouth as it coated my teeth, gums, and inner cheeks. Soon I felt another plop inside my worthless opening, then another, and another. The mass of soft, beautiful filth was now being crammed and pushed back towards my waiting tonsils. I felt so excited and thrilled to be treated like the classy lady I was, and I shivered and quivered as his soft, smelly gift oozed its way down my throat and into my stomach. Plop, plop. I was so happy that he was treating me so special. I wanted to hug and kiss him right there, but my mouth was dirty, and so was my cunt and ass. He told me not to worry about it. He said that dirty street girls were meant to smell like toilets. And that being treated like filth was what made whores like me so special and attractive. This really is a fairy tale romance. Soon I would become much more popular on the street, and men from far away and in all walks of life would come to seek a special date with me. Soon I would make lots more money and be the luckiest girl in the world. The end.
Yes, that, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for August 23rd, 2011, brought to you, as always, by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. I've been talking about them for years now. And notice, I haven't had another sponsor. It's really just AdamandEve.com. They're the only ones that'll stick with this program. And so you really should support them. If you're looking for a dildo, look, if you're in the market for a dildo, why not go to AdamandEve.com? With our amazing deal, using coupon code FREAK at checkout, you'll save 50% on any item. Pick something out, boom, it's 50% off. Plus, free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Maybe you want a dildo to stick inside of you, or stick inside of a loved one, or I can't think of another reason why you'd want to purchase a dildo. They're going to stick it in yourself or someone else. But, you know, if you can think of something, use your imagination and, you know, pick something nice out. They also have women's sex toys, men's sex toys, adult DVDs, lingerie, lubes. If it's sexual in nature, AdamandEve.com has it. You can save 50% on just about any item. Now, let me tell you something. Now, I love A&E, but I am going to voice my concern with one of their products. Now, I love these parody porno videos, you know, like they parody television shows and movies. Like they've done Pirates of the Caribbean, they've done Twilight sex pornos and shit like that. And I've played trailers for these things on the program. I love this shit. You know, as a matter of fact, there's a new one. There's a Spider-Man XXX, a porn parody. I think that could be really hot because I'm a comic book nerd. You know, I'd love to see a Laser Man porno. Maybe that could be our porno that we create for Distorted View. But when I saw that there was a Home Improvement XXX parody, it brought a tear to my eye. First of all, I hate the original Home Improvement. That's probably why the thought of a porno makes me puke in my mouth. I hate Tim Allen. I don't think he's funny at all. And to see someone dressed like Tim Allen or Al, you know, fucking abroad, who wants to see that? It's so disgusting. But yeah, you can check out all of the porn parodies if you click on their adult DVD section at Adam and Eve. There's a parodies subheading or something, so you can check out all of them. They have That 70s Show, Scooby-Doo, Three's Company, stuff like that. So pick something out you like, save 50%, use coupon code FREAK at checkout. You'll also, that's F-R-E-A-K, by the way, for my dumb listeners. You'll also get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift over there at Adam and Eve. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, I am looking for a few good freaks, super freaks, if you will. Sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com, for only $5 a month or $50 a year. It is our member site. If you want to support the program, this is the best way to do it. I rely on Sideshow memberships for my living, basically. This is what I do for a living. So if you enjoy the program, prove it. Sign up for the Sideshow right now. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 1,300 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows. Tuesday's program, I do an extended... Wait, that's today. I'm doing an extended show today. So Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Thursday's program will be exclusive. This past weekend, I did a voicemail show for Sideshow Freaks. A lot of content pops up on the feed. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. In addition to a few good freaks, I'm also looking for a few good podcasts. Do you have a podcast that you think the Distorted View audience would enjoy? Or maybe you don't have a podcast right now, but you have an idea for a podcast, and you have some sort of podcasting experience. Are you committed? I don't want any lazy, flaky people. Got enough of that around here. In myself, basically. If you want to join Distorted View in our quest for podcast domination, if you want the marketing muscle of Distorted View behind your show, email me, show@distortedview.com. Maybe you can join the DV Network. Now, I'm not looking for a bunch of Distorted View clones. You can, you know, I'm looking for shows that are just interesting. I mean, you could have a show on knitting. If it captures my interest and it's funny or unique or something, I think that would be kind of cool. So, I don't know. It's just an idea. You know, I thought maybe this would be a great way to promote programs and, you know, build a more freakish community. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a tragic story, one of my favorite types of news stories. The Brit rock band Skunk Anansie or something, I like Skunk Anansie better, had the crowd hopping and gyrating when a sudden fierce storm began pelting the main stage and the thousands watching them with rain and hail. The storm shredded the annual Pukle Pop Outdoor Rock Festival. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Thursday evening, blowing down huge canvas tents, uprooting trees, and flinging multi-story metal scaffolding towers and racks of concert lights across the ground. Organizers said five people were killed and 140 injured, 10 of them seriously. In an attempt to honor those who have died in this storm and entertain those concertgoers who had to flee the scene, I'm going to perform some music for you right now as a tribute to those fallen in the rain. Enough of my tribute there. Skin, the band's lead singer, described the chaos on the band's Facebook page, saying, "A burning hot sunny day turned into a mini hurricane. A tower fell onto our truck. We had to run for our lives mid-set as hail hit the stage and the winds began to tear it into pieces. This was the scariest moment I've ever seen or felt in my 20 years of being an artist." Toon Van Vimel, 26, a graphic designer from nearby Leuven, said, "The hailstones came down so hard they caused bruises. He and his partner ran away from the main stage, turned around, and saw trees crashing down where they had stood less than a minute earlier. Chicago-based band Smith Westerns was on another stage when the structure collapsed around them. None of the band members were injured, but their equipment was destroyed. The Smith Westerns tweeted about their experience, quote, "Stage collapse, Max. Almost got crushed by the trees. I hope Pukle Pop has insurance. Be all our fuck... Wait, all of our shit is broke." It was expletive. I had to figure out what the fuck it was trying to say. Smith Western's frontman Cullen Omari said. Omari quickly deleted the message when the extent of the damage began to emerge. He's worried about his equipment. Meanwhile, people are dying. People are dying! The storm sent thousands of mud-splattered youngsters, many shoeless... fucking hippies, looking for train and bus transport home. Others stayed on the campground overnight, hoping the festival would resume. Organizers deployed extra trains and buses to ferry the concertgoers home. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. By the way, I love when there's a tragedy because I get to soothe souls with my music. All right. A woman is in the hospital after her son on Thursday allegedly stabbed her repeatedly with a butcher knife when she offered to make him a sandwich. Fucking bitch. Alexander George was being held on $1.5 million bond Friday morning for the alleged attack. According to prosecutors, George attacked his mom so severely that the knife blade snapped off the handle. He's really pissed off about that sandwich. When police arrived on the scene, George's mother was standing across the street covered in blood. George was standing in the driveway of the residence. He was arrested without resisting. Officers found the blade from the butcher knife lying in what appeared to be blood. George, 27, and the victim were both I want to know more about the circumstances leading up to the stabbing. I don't care about court and hospitals and shit. At George's bond hearing, Assistant State Attorney Deb Brewer said the man's mother had recently picked him up from a Glen Oaks hospital, probably a mental situation. After he arrived home, his mom offered to make him a sandwich. Nice. And he allegedly grabbed the knife, chased her out to the driveway, and pinned her down and stabbed her repeatedly. I don't like smooth peanut butter, I like chunky! Brewer described the woman's screams as bone-chilling, which neighbors heard and alerted the police. George is being charged with attempted murder, aggravated domestic battery, and two counts of aggravated battery. So, there you go. And finally today, look, we've all inhaled helium from balloons, right? Make your voice real high. People really need to learn the concept of moderation, though. I mean, you can't put your mouth around a fucking helium machine, you know, and suck down the whole tank. You're going to die. The suicide of a young Wellington man using a party higher helium cylinder has prompted the coroner to call for a review into how the gas is sold. In a rare move, coroner Ian Smith has allowed media to publish details surrounding the tragic death of the 23-year-old man. The man's name and that of his family are suppressed, though. The body of the man was discovered on October 2009. It was clear he had taken his life by utilizing helium gas by placing a plastic bag over his head. He was actually trying to die. Okay, well then that's fine. Health Ministry discourages media reporting of suicide methods or frequent or repetitive publications of suicide, citing the risk of copycat attempts, which could lead to further deaths.
I am not fucking around, guys. I'm totally gonna end my life. I'm sick of no one taking me seriously. My lungs! What's happening to me? No!
He popped! The family told a coroner's hearing in May this year that, had they been more aware of the helium as a form of suicide, they would have been better positioned to save their son. They thought that society did not have to rely on ignorance to protect it, but rather raise the awareness and control of access to fatal materials such as helium. Coroner Smith said, after consideration, he had decided to allow media to report details of the man's death. There is a body of opinion that believe it is detrimental to allow the publication of a particular suicide, and that it may induce what I have referred to as the copycat syndrome. I believe that due to the availability to any person who is able to access a computer database in this age, that it's information freely available for the world to see. The cat, they say, is out of the bag. Helium, the high-pitched killer. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, now, thanks to the voicemail show this past weekend, we're getting caught up, kind of. We're only a few days behind. I think these are calls from, like, August 18th or something. Yes, caller. Go right ahead.
Timothy James Butt Pirate Henson. This is your friendly Walmart associate from Fresco. And I wanted to tell you that you're gay. Not really. Just bored. Love the show. Keep up the hell.
All right, thank you very much.
I love you.
Just calling in to tell me I'm a faggot.
I love you, Timmy.
Thank you. Harry Riley.
Hey, Tim. I'm the guy that asked if you stand or sit when you wipe your ass.
You're that
and
asshole.
I was a stander. I am now a full-time sitter.
Of course you
just
are.
Thought you'd like to know. And I have another question for you. do bookstores like Barnes & Noble and Borders make you have to shit? Because everyone I've talked to says that all bookstores just make them have to shit, and I think it's because there's just so much knowledge you need to digest. All right, peace.
No, I think it's because people are used to reading in the bathroom, and there's just that's what bookstores are, right? Tons of books, and you start reading, and then you feel a bowel movement coming on. It makes perfect sense.
Hello,
to me.
Hello, to the answer. This is Pan. Let's go, your monkey overlord.
I hope Pan is calling in with a review of Rise of Planet of the Apes. I'm very curious to see what he thought of that.
Calling, and Timothy, I'm sick of all these lies being propagated by Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes,
yes, the monkey future is coming, but not because of some scientific miscue. No, I'm starting a company called Strap On. It's like a Groupon for sex tourism, and I will make billions of dollars.
Why doesn't Adam and Eve start a site like that? That's a great idea. Instead of Groupon, Strap-On.
And with it, buy unlimited political influence. Buy a pan-peniscore pack. Then I will support the election of pro-monkey candidates who won't always be black until there are monkeys in all positions.
I don't really know of any pro-monkey candidates. As a matter of fact, I don't know any of the candidates' opinions on monkeys or the monkey future.
Hello, Jimmy Boo. Hey, now that you got your shit all organized, you should be playing the domestic violence clip with the waitress. That is personally my favorite one. You stupid bitch.
Oh, I know.
Anyway,
the video is great,
love
too.
Laser Man. He is the awesomest Laser Man. Pew, 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 pew. But I wanted to call you and tell you, I was goofing off on Foursquare the other day, and I got a message saying that somebody had taken away 7-Eleven from me. And I was like, okay, who the fuck is this? Turned out it was some fucking furry. And I started
Close
going
enough.
Through his friends list, and I ended up adding like 200 furries to my Foursquare account.
Fine.
And then going through their profiles and watching where they were checking in.
Interesting.
They're checking into the dog pound, and they have like 20 pictures you click on there. It's like 20 of these guys just standing around in their furry costumes. So I think I have found the underground furry tracking system on Foursquare.
But what is the dog pound? Is it a bar or something? Some sort of furry hangout?
Hey, Timmy, this is SciShow member Lori.
Hi, Lori.
I just wanted to ask you a question. Have you ever heard or seen a movie called Danny Roan, First Time Director? It's starring Andy Dick. I think it'd be right up your alley. Makes fun of Hitler, Jews, AIDS, gays, blacks, everything. And it's all wrapped together in a nice little musical. And features some James Vanderbeek bloody butt rags. Anyways,
I wonder what that Andy Dick was up to. Like sucking dudes' cocks.
Yo, Tim, I had an idea for you regarding being so far behind on your voicemails.
A voicemail show?
I know this isn't a new idea, really, like, you know, the voicemail show type thing. But what about if once a month, like on the first Sunday of every month or whatever, you just did a voicemail show that you recorded at the same time you did your show on like Friday or whatever?
Yeah, maybe a monthly voicemail show might work, because I do get backed up quite frequently.
Hey, Tim. It's the Black Mamba again. I was sitting here trading time with my Barca Lounger and my Davenport. And I got to thinking. Now, I don't want to sound like a wiseacre or nothing, but...
What?
If I was able to cut off my own junk...
Okay, wait. What era are you from? Barca Lounger, and what was the other thing? Wiseacre? Come on. All right. Go right ahead, sir.
Could I become part of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse? Kind of like an honorary member.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the ladies.
Hey, Rob from Cleveland, spiral ham fucker. Hey, man, guilty. I call in with nothing to say. The problem is I'm all fucked up, and I can get fucked up with the best of them. I'll call in, and by the time I find my phone, press the number, listen to Tim do his little, hey, folks, call him with your cum farts. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know what the hell I'm calling for. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me.
Yes, I don't know either.
Hey, Tim, this is Marissa from New York.
Hi, Marissa.
I'm calling because I'm a little pissed off. You played the Sex Task of Tuesday story with the shit eating like a month or two ago.
Oh, really?
And I thought you were going to start, you know, for new ones, and I listened to this one, I guess it's August 15th or 16th or whatever, and
was it one
I'm
recently
a little upset. I thought thought I would get some new Six Nasty Tuesdays. I love them, and anyone who bitches about them is a fucking asshole.
Well, look, I will do my best trying to find some new stories here. I feel like we've covered a lot of, like, whenever I look for these Sextastic Tuesday stories on my own, I always go back to, like, you know, scat or, you know, piss or smegma. I feel like it's, you know, territory we've already covered, so I want something new, I guess. Why hasn't there been any new innovation in sex stories lately? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Thanks, Mabel.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. When I look at you, you're not. Nothing lasts forever, and we both know how to change. And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain. We've been through this such a long, long time, just trying to kill the pain. Lovers always come and lovers always go, and no one's really sure who's letting God die. Walking away. If we could take the time to lay it on the line, I could rest my head just knowing that you are mine. Oh, mine. So if you wanna love me, then darling, I'll just end up walking in the cold November rain.
You are a cupcake.
You are a faggot.
Cupcake.
Faggot.
Cupcake.
Faggot.
Cupcake.
Faggot.
Emoetry, the new paperback from Simon & Schuster. Emo-infused poetry from depressed 16-year-old girls. Emoetry. Feel the pain. Feel the angst. Feel the emotion. Emoetry.
Dead Hole by Rainn Wilkinson. My heart is full of scabs. Missing you. Scabs, scabs, scabs. Each ounce of pussy fluid is in the shape of you. I want to rip open my chest so I can taste the bittersweet drippings. It tastes like Karen's cunt. Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her? Let me bite off her blackened clitoris. Clamp bear traps on her infected nipples. Eat her whore face with a rusty spoon. Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her?
Emoetry, the new paperback from Simon & Schuster.
This is called To My Parents on Their 30th Anniversary. Cancer, please take them away from me, like they took away my car keys. My mother is cold, a controlling piranha, eating at the heels of my soul. My father abuses me with his looks. Don't smile at me. It only unveils the weakness in your heart. Cancer, please take them away.
Order your copy of Emoetry today and receive a pack of Gillette razor blades, because it's the only thing that feels real. Emoetry.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the extended portion of the show. If you're listening, it means that your paying members really do appreciate that. Can't stress it enough. I've been getting a lot of emails from people sending in audio that I'm pretty sure we've played before. Like this one, Jeremy just emailed me and said, Tim, we've totally missed this Alexis K. Tyler clip. She's at it again. Take a listen.
How women hate is. So I'm sure, but if the gay men are saying it, then I'm sure the women probably are noticing this too. They just ain't telling y'all damn it. This boy told me to tell y'all, y'all need to wash under y'all damn nuts.
I recall that on the show, right?
And all around y'all damn nuts. And camera
boy
ain't here.
Oh,
I got camera boy here.
Yeah, it's just camera boy.
So he said his nuts and shit, his ass don't stain. So he just is tripping him out because he ain't never had this problem. But this boy saying to tell y'all, if you, even if you do not get penetrated and have anal sex, then you still have an obligation to lift your nut sack up and go all underneath the crack around the back of y'all nuts and all around. And then they say all around your dick. Too.
Yeah,
they say
your taint.
Be stinking. Because they say, especially if you got that foreskin around y'all dick, they say y'all don't be pulling that dick back to get all what they them old people call all that crust and nut butter around underneath your dick skin.
The nut
they
butter.
They say skin have all kind of grease and backed up funk and shit caked all around y'all dick.
Now, maybe we didn't play this whole thing. I don't remember her talking about grease on the dick.
Be stinking. Because they say, especially if you got that foreskin around y'all dick, they say y'all don't be pulling that dick back to get all what they them old people call all that crust and nat butter around underneath your dick
nat
skin.
Butter.
So they say that skin have all kind of grease and backed up funk and shit caked all around y'all dick.
Backed up funk.
Man, I didn't know y'all men was out here doing it like that. You putting y'all ass in somebody's face stinking or going up in somebody's ass stinking like that. That boy said this shit got to stop. He said y'all need to wash your nuts, pull your skin back around your dick, get all that hard caked up crust and dough and shit.
Dough.
All under your dickhead and around that damn skin. That's
where is Alexis K. Tyler? We need her back.
And they say, he said,
I miss this crazy bitch.
He said, put it all the way back and scrape that shit off. And then he said, when y'all shit and wipe y'all ass with that toilet tissue, he said, be pieces of particles of shit and pieces of tissue and shit be caked around y'all asshole. So maybe y'all need to shave and cut that hair around y'all ass.
Yeah.
And don't just depend on that toilet tissue to do the trick. You know, take y'all some down, Massengill, douche your ass out. Take some of them feminine wipes.
I gotta stop. All right, we've played this before, I'm pretty sure. Another thing that we played before was the drunk ass hillbillies. Remember, some woman was trying to learn how to play the mandolin, and some drunk hillbillies were interrupting her, I guess her family members. Well, there's a new clip here. Take a listen. She's at it again, and they keep interrupting her.
we'll put it up on the YouTube and
oh my God.
I'm hoping I'll get famous someday.
It's a pretty song she writ.
So, here it goes.
Hush! Hey! Hush! Hush!
Son of a bitch!
I just gonna say I got your washer fixed, but your damn dryer's it's screwed.
She's wanting to do her damn video, man. Would you quit?
What video for what?
For the damn YouTube.
Oh.
Shut the hell up.
The internet ain't never gonna catch on.
It's never gonna catch on.
I know y'all.
Yeah, I kind of wonder now if this is real. You know what I mean?
This,
it's a little over the top.
Playing on top of fucking loudmouth.
Got any worse, Bert?
See, you no, fucking loudmouth. Here's the problem. I was gonna let y'all be in my film for the YouTube.
I don't blame you if you don't let us in there now.
But y'all can sing.
If you sing,
y'all can sing.
You been some bitch since you quit smoking.
Shit. No, he did not quit.
Let me just fast forward a bit here.
My camera. No, buddy, get down.
4 minutes in and she still hasn't started this song.
Get in.
The cat's in the way now.
Here,
American
well,
Dream.
You're not paying attention to the song. Maybe he just wants to listen to my pretty song.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
It's about the damn cat anyway.
All right, buddy.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. And a one. And a two. I want to hear the song.
Will you stop rubbing on me? God damn it.
Yeah, I don't think she actually gets to play her song here.
Well, lost it. All right.
She lost it.
That's pretty good. I ain't got really. That's about all I got.
Really? He is licking himself pretty good over there.
I don't think that.
Yeah, well, y'all know all about licking yourself, don't you? All
right, so there you go. There's the drunk-ass hillbillies. Now, if you recall, last week on the program, I played some great audio of a retard on a bus singing Katy Perry. Well, believe it or not, someone has captured the same retard on another bus singing another song. This time, the bus singer is channeling Madonna. Now, again, because this is like the second video, I feel like maybe this is fake, too. Nothing's real anymore.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer down on my knee. I want to take you there in the midnight.
I mean, he really does sound retarded.
Just like a prayer.
You can't fake that, can you? Okay, very, thank you. Now, not one to disappoint, Corey is back with a remix. Here is the retard singing Madonna, Butt Fudge Sunday style.
Everyone knows there I hear you call my
I love the people on the bus going, shh. This is way better than the Madonna version.
When you call my name, it's like a little hand down on my knee. I want to take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power just like a breath. You know I'll take you there in your voice. She like it.
I want to hear the whole thing. I love this. This guy needs to do a whole album. Here we go. Get the idea.
You whispered something to me in control, just like a child.
What? It's like Merle Howard Kalin, isn't it?
Just like a dream.
All right. Thank you, retard on the bus. I hope we haven't heard the last from him. Now, finally, before we get out of here, I've got one more clip to share with you. This is so stupid. This is a guy jacking off, right? There's something wrong with him, though. I think he has COPD. He's an overweight gentleman. He might be deaf or... Something's wrong with him in the speech department. God, is he huge? He's coming there. This is sort of like a compilation, best of material. So there's a bunch of clips from this guy masturbating. I don't know why he has so many online. This must be like from his XTube account or something. great would it be if this guy really is deaf and he doesn't know he's like being that loud? Living with his parents. Awkward. Right? His cum is very yellow. Okay, all right, enough. Thank you very much, overweight deaf man. We're going to end it right there, guys. Again, thank you for being side drum members. Really do appreciate it. I will see you back tomorrow for a regular episode of DV. And then Thursday, of course, I've got an exclusive program for you. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.